And you're listening to Stages. Well, opened at Belvoir Theatre. It's direct from Queensland's La Boite. Is Single Asian Female, written by Michelle Law. Michelle Law is the winner of the 2016 Queensland Premier's Young Publishers and Writers Award and here to have a chat with us about her work. Welcome to Stages, Michelle.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So we're in a Chinese restaurant, I understand.
Yes.
can you set the scene for us?
Yeah, so it's set in a Chinese restaurant called the Golden Phoenix on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. And you've got three Chinese Australian women dealing with sort of pivotal life stages and the issues that come with that. So you've got two daughters, and the youngest daughter is dealing with being, you know, one of the token Asian kids at school and issues of identity. You've got her older sister who's having to choose between potentially having a family and her dream career. And then you've got their mum who's a migrant from Hong Kong, and she's sort of grappling with, you know, not only generational differences with her and her children, but cultural gaps as well. And she's meanwhile harbouring quite an important secret from her two daughters.
Oh, I see. So is this, have you taken this from your own life? Have you kind of, you know, are there hints at your family in this production?
No, it's quite fictional, but I suppose in the sense of, you know, politically speaking, the issues that I'm exploring to do with race and gender are inspired by my own life. But in terms of the story, no, it's all fictional.
Yeah. Okay.
And is there anything like the Joy Luck Club, that sort of thing? I mean, I know that that book, you know, sort of dealt with generational differences between a mother and a daughter and living in America and having that connection back to China.
I suppose there is to some extent. I don't think it's as tragic as the Joy Luck Club because I remember feeling so sad at the end of that. There are definitely, you know, some serious political issues that I'm exploring, but it is through the lens of comedy, and it's quite an uplifting story as well by the end of it.
So is there that conflict about mother and daughter, though, how the mother lives in Australia and how the daughter lives in Australia, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. There is that sense of trying to find your place in a culture that you've arrived in and then raising your children in a culture that's quite alien to you. And trying to understand, you know, not only from a cultural point of view, but even having a language barrier as well. So in the play, the mother Pearl, she's from Hong Kong and she speaks Cantonese. That's her first language. But her daughters don't really speak it. Their first language is English, and they sort of speak Chinglish with their mother. But there's even that idea of not even being able to properly communicate with each other, there's that barrier as well.
I grew up in a migrant area, I guess, and I found that the second generation kids would, when you go to their homes, their parents would speak to them in their language and they'd speak back in English. And it was kind of how their parents learned English, but it was funny sort of conversations because they were all understanding what was going on. And then every now and again, they'd realise that you'd missed something important. And they said, oh, you know, Mum wants us to go outside now because she's going to serve something out there. You know? it's a kind of a weird netherworld, isn't it, for the kids, the second generation.
It is, yeah, because you're sort of acting as a translator as well. Like I know a lot of migrant families, when their parents don't speak English, you know, they have to take on a lot more responsibility at home, you know, whether it might be translating electricity bills or, you know, speaking to the person who's come to knock on the door. And definitely, yeah, there are moments where that happens in the play with May sort of telling her mum, you know, can we have this party, but can you please not speak Chinglish? Like, can you just speak English? And her mother becomes quite enraged about that. But certainly, yeah, I had those experiences growing up where my mum would sort of have to jokingly excuse herself to my friends saying, oh, you know, don't mind us. We're just speaking our own special language.
So is it, yeah, that kind of identity, do you identify as Australian or Chinese? And where in between do you sit? The identity.
That's definitely explored in the play. But I think for me personally, I feel like I exist in a bit of a nowhere space. because I do identify as Australian, but then obviously when I'm in Australia, I feel like there's this need to define myself as Asian Australian because people sort of get confused about where you're actually from.
Yeah.
But then when I'm in Asia, I just say that I'm Australian, yeah. And it's quite evident. Yes. It's just quite evident to them because although I can speak some Cantonese, it's very clear that I was brought up in a Western nation.
Mm. Yeah, you always feel more Australian when you're overseas.
Yeah, that's right. And the accents are jarring.
Exactly. Yes. And what about the relationships with women in the play? Because you have quite a lot of female characters in this play, which is great, I think.
Yeah, so I've got the three leads are all Asian Australian women, mm-hmm. And we've got six cast members and only one male character. So it's really an exploration of mothers and daughters, sisters, as well as female best friends.
And what's going on between the sisters there?
The sisters, it's an older and younger sister, and they're sort of trying to rediscover their dynamic because the elder sister's just moved home for the first time since leaving home for university quite a long time ago. So she's been forced into this situation where she's feeling quite out of place in her hometown, whereas the youngest daughter's just feeling like she's found her feet in terms of, being a bit of the black sheep. But then connecting with her mother and then having that thrown out the window when her older sister, who's a bit of the golden child, comes back. So there's a bit of jealousy and a bit of trying to assert your, territory in the household.
And what happens at the Golden Phoenix? I mean, that's the centre, that's the restaurant. Are the scenes set there? And is that kind of a place where a lot of people, from everywhere go to eat, or is it just Chinese people eat there, or...?
I would say in the context of the play, it would mostly be Anglo-Australians eating there because it's set on the Sunshine Coast and it can be quite a monocultural region, and it was more so when I was growing up there. Mm. But
so is it also the attitudes towards the customers?
Yeah, I guess that's discussed. You don't actually get to meet any customers during the play because the restaurant itself is not only their business, it's where they also live. So they live upstairs. So you're sort of seeing these family politics as well as these social politics unfold in the space.
Mm.
And what about the humour in the play? Because, you've obviously very good at humour from your past work that we've all seen. Is the play a funny play or a drama?
It is very funny. It's a comedy with elements of drama in it, obviously. But it's quite comedic, and it's comedic because, naturally I enjoy writing comedy, but also it's quite a political work, and I find that when you write through a comedy lens, it makes the messages that you're trying to communicate much more palatable and easier to digest. I find it's harder for people to side with you when you're sort of on your soapbox and ranting to them about things.
Yeah. Michelle Law, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Thank you. Writer Michelle Law with Single Asian Female playing at Belvoir up until the 25th of March.